This is Naked Astronomy with me, Greer Jackson, and today, the wonderful, whimsical ways of satellites. How do they get up into space, and then how do they come back down? We've been hearing a lot about satellites and navigation, but actually, that's not just what they do. Here's Catherine Mealing-Jones, Head of Growth at the UK Space Agency.
Well, I think it's almost impossible for anyone to have a day of life without using satellites in some way. So if you switch on the weather forecast, most of the long-range forecasting has come from satellites. If you're driving anywhere in your car, you probably use satellite navigation to get where you're going. You know, there's all sorts of things that are monitoring our planet. So really, it's an absolutely integral part of everyday life, satellite technology, although most people just don't really think about it. Whether it's TV, telephones, all of these things can be delivered via satellite.
I guess it's just kind of invisible. It's there, it's omnipotent, but not really that clear.
No, I think that's right. I mean, I think in a way, that's what good technology should be. You know, you should have a focus on good technology that you're using without necessarily thinking about how it's delivered. So that's absolutely true with the satellite sector, yeah.
But the real standout thing for me at this conference is that the satellite industry is booming. Why, when the rest of us have been sat in an economic downturn, has space, possibly one of the most expensive ventures around, been living the dream?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a spectacular success story. I mean, the sector's continued to grow at about 8.5% over the last few years, which has really bucked the trend of the economic downturn, which has been fantastic. Turnover annually is just under 12 billion a year here in the UK. So all in all, it's a really good success story and something that should really attract people to work in the sector and be part of the sector, because I think it's set to continue that trend of growth.
Why do you think it has been so successful? What makes it different from all the other industries?
I think we were talking earlier about its applicability to daily life, and I think there's something in there. I think there's been some huge investments, for example, for us here in the UK at European level. We've got the Galileo Satellite Navigation Programme and the Copernicus Earth Observation Programme. So there's going to be a real wealth of new data and new technology available. And then the other thing is, here in the UK, we've just got a lot of people who've got the innovation and the know-how to be able to exploit the technologies. So I think, you know, it's partly as well that we've had a very intensive long-term strategy between government, industry and academia who've come together to put together, the actions that we need to really capture the growth in the sector. So the whole ecosystem around space and space infrastructure is really strong here in the UK. And I think that sets us fair for growth for, you know, the foreseeable future, really.
Great news for the industry, then, that satellites will continue to be born and ejected into space. But a satellite can't live forever. What happens when it reaches the end of its life?